By now, you might have heard Jerry Seinfeld is back, and he stars in a new animated feature. The movie includes scenes like this one, with Jerry Seinfeld and Chris Rock as two hapless insects stuck to a car windshield just as the wiper blades turn on.
Uh-oh! What is that?
Oh, no! It's a wiper! Triple blade!
Triple blade?
Jumbo, it's your only chance, B! Why does everything have to be so doggone clean? How much do you people need to see?
Okay, we got a hold of the comedian in his Manhattan office to talk about the new animation. It's called Bee Movie. Jerry Seinfeld, welcome.
Thank you. It's nice to be here, Renee.
So you play Barry B. Benson.
Yes.
A bee. He's graduated from college, not yet ready to settle for the life of a worker bee in a hive. You know, give us a little taste of Barry's world.
Well, you know, it's actually a pretty fantastic place. He has a car. He has friends. It's a very vibrant, cosmopolitan environment. But the only downside is they only have one industry, and it's the only job opportunities that there are for bees, as we know. They don't really do anything else but make honey.
Mm. And so there's a moment at which, though, you know, it's the turning point for the plot.
There's a moment when he realizes, I can't just sign on for this without finding out a little bit more about what's going on in the world.
Hmm.
I mean, if you were told, we have a great job for you, but it'll be the only job you ever have, you might get a little antsy.
You know, Dad, the more I think about it, maybe the honey field just isn't right for me.
And you were thinking of what, making balloon animals? That's a bad job for a guy with a stinger.
Well, no.
Get it? Your son's not sure he wants to go into honey.
Oh, Barry, you are so funny sometimes.
I'm not trying to be funny.
You're not funny. You're going into honey. Our son, the stirrer.
You're gonna be
so 9 years, I think it's been 9 years since Seinfeld ended.
Right, yes. May 14th, 1998 was the last episode.
And you are returning to screen as a bee.
As a bee, yes. You've done your research for me.
But why wait 8 years and end up as a bee?
Well, because I'll tell you the real answer is 9 years of television, 180 episodes, 90 hours of airtime, live action filming. I had really just gotten my fill of it. But this was like, you know, a whole new sandbox with different technology and different toys and, you know, having no restrictions visually or, you know, cinematically. It just was such a new medium to me that it got me excited. And when you can't do good work if you're not excited, I believe.
Now, I gather that you were quite, well, you paid a lot of attention to the details on this movie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obsessive, I don't mean that as a negative, but that...
Meaning, I would never take it as a negative.
when it came
to... You
forgot
compulsive.
But that, you know, you were willing and did indeed act out the entire script for the animators?
Every day. Every line that they had to animate, I would act out. Whether it was my line or somebody else's line, I would get up in front of them and act the whole thing out. Because they usually just have to make it up out of pure imagination. I'd say, no, do it like this. So we really kind of taught each other. And then they would animate it. And then I would watch it, and I would send them back to do it over and over and over until it was exactly what I thought was the funny facial expression or gesture that was right for the line. I don't know exactly what they do, but I know it takes them forever until they've done it. It's like you'd say, instead of having the eyebrows go down, have them go up, you wait like 4 days for that.
So the bee's face, Barry's face, doesn't have to be exactly your face, although it has to have a quality of
Yes,
your
it
face.
Had to have a quality. It took us a long time to get it. And, you know, also to figure out, well, what are they going to wear? I like the idea that they are very into fashion, but it's only in the black and yellow palette and no pants.
How much of it turned out to be ad-libbing?
Quite a bit. I would say maybe 10 or 20% is stuff that we made up on the fly as we were recording. And, you know, I always had like a blueprint of what I wanted the scene to be. And then we would record the lines out of the script. And then I would say, okay, now let's just do it without the script. So that's the one great, another great thing about animation is you can do the scene innumerable times. Whereas in film, you're lucky to get two or three takes. You can do 20 takes in animation.
Can you remember an example of a moment when you found yourself ad-libbing?
Well, the whole scene with Chris. Well, first of all, I had just called him the night before, and he said, "What are you doing tomorrow?" I said, "I have to record some stuff for the B-movie. Why don't you come down, and we'll make up something?" So he came into the studio, and we made up this character of him as a mosquito. And then I just interviewed him as the mosquito. And all his answers are in the movie. You know, that was a lot of fun.
You know, we had been figuring out that the last time you talked to NPR, as far as we can tell, was 20 years ago.
I know.
On Fresh Air.
That's right.
Yeah, and we'd like to play you something that you told Terry Gross 20 years ago.
All right.
About comedy. That was a couple of years before America entered the Seinfeldian universe.
I think the idea of a comedian is someone that you relate to. I think comedy star is almost an oxymoron. You don't look up to comedians like you look at Madonna or, you know, Elvis or people like that. They're, you know, those are people from other planets. Comedians are people that you go, people come up to me and talk to me, they just use my first name, or they don't even introduce themselves, they just start talking. And that's how you know you're it's working.
So, Jerry,
yes.
How do you stay in touch now that you're as big as Madonna?
You know what? I walked down the same street today that I'm sure I walked down that day. I just walked down Columbus Avenue. And I would say at this point, you know, my life is very similar. I go by the bus stop where I used to wait to take the crosstown bus to go to the East Side and perform at Catch a Rising Star in the comic strip. And so, I don't know, I think that helps me in some way just remember that it's all the same thing. We're all just, what did Lenny Bruce used to say? We're all just another schmuck.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Renee. It was a pleasure.
Jerry Seinfeld's new animation, B-Movie, opens Friday. If you can't wait, you can see clips at npr.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.